Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first. Because he first. Because he first loved me. Most gracious Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, as we come, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Anywhere that we have come short of your praise, your glory, and your honor, we embrace the gifts of a brand new day, new mercies we see. Thank you for giving it to us. We receive it by faith with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude. We say thank you over and over again. Father God, we pray for our listening audience, Father God, that you will send your word and heal those who need to be healed. Father, we ask that you would help them to believe, help them to receive, and help them to embrace the grace and the mercies of God. And so we bless you on today, Father. We thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for helping us. Thank you for leading us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for directing us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father God, we surrender everything into your hands, and we pray that you will unfold it according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to you, to you, to you, and to you too. We bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ is King. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Glory be to God. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Just so grateful. Woke up with an attitude of gratitude. Amen. Praise. Thanking God for another day, another morning. Amen. That he, amen, has, amen, and allowed us to rise and to shine and to give him all the glory and to give him all the honor and all the praise. If this is your first time with us, have a seat, enjoy the service, and may it not be your last. Amen and amen. We want to begin this morning in Psalms 92. Psalms 92. Amen, amen, and amen. Psalms 92, amen, starting in verse number 1. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the 10-string lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord. How profound your thoughts. Senseless people do not know. Fools do not understand that though the wicked spring up like grass, and all evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are forever exalted. For surely your enemies, Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured on me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar in Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, amen. We want to encourage you. Amen. Just for a few minutes on this morning, how to be grateful. How to be grateful. Thank you, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Beloved, it has been said that ingratitude is the most common sin. Although it is a part of our nature, we must learn to avoid it. In our scripture on this morning, beloved, Psalms 92, it records a special Sabbath psalm used to praise God. And when we look at verse 1, as I reiterate verse 1 and verse 2, it says, it is a good thing. It's good. It's real good. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to sing praises unto his name, O Most High. It is a good thing to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works, and your thoughts are very deep. You, Lord, are Most High forevermore. Giving praises unto the Lord, giving thanks unto the Lord, thanking him. Beloved, you should never run out of things to thank God for. Go to him in prayer and continually thank him every day, all day, for all the blessings that he has provided you. And all throughout the Bible, beloved, we can read where the Bible records of his faithful servants. Of what? And these faithful servants continually, they give praises and thanks unto the Lord. See, we also find, beloved, that the Bible commands us to do the same thing. It commands us to give thanks to God. It commands us to praise God. Amen. His holy name. Give praises unto the Lord. Why does the Bible tell us to do this, beloved? Why does God command that we praise him with thanksgiving? Does God require us to praise him and to thank him because he needs it? Does God need our praises? Does God need our thanksgiving, beloved? Well, the answer is no. No, he does not, because that would not subtract from him being God. He will be God nevertheless. He is God with your praises and without your praises. He is God with your acknowledgement and without your acknowledgement. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. God is God, and God always was, and God always will be. See? So God does not, amen, need it. Beloved, but this command is repeated throughout the Bible because we need it. Not because he needs it. We need it. And in order for us as Christians to be more like God, anybody in the room want to be more like God this morning? See? The most thankful being in the universe, then we need to learn to be thankful. See, we have to learn this. See, because it's not in our, it's not natural for us to do it. We have to learn it. We were born in sin and shaven in iniquity. We have to learn it. We have to learn how to be thankful. We have to learn how to give praises. Not just on Thanksgiving holiday. Not just on any holiday. Not just on your birthday or on Sundays. But we're talking about giving praises unto God every day. Every day. Hallelujah. Every morning. Every morning. Every day. Every moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And to God be praise. And to God be glory. And to God be honor. Another vital way, beloved, to demonstrate gratitude toward the great God that we serve is through our tithes and through our offerings. The prophet Malachi records these words, beloved, in Malachi chapter number 3, verses number 8 through 10. He says, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. You say, wherein have we robbed you? In tithes and in offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive. Do you believe it, beloved? Glory be to God. Although God provides absolutely everything that we have, beloved, he promises to provide more. Can you stand to be blessed? Stand to receive more. Regardless of what you have already, God said he can give you more. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ask or ever think. More, more. See? Wow. Through pouring out blessings from heaven. Oh, beloved, heaven is not bankrupt. It's not filing for bankruptcy. This year, next year either. Heaven has no shortages. No, heaven is not at the rummage sale and at the flea market. Oh, no, baby. Heaven is not waiting for the bank to open. Come on now. Heaven is not waiting, amen, for the doctor and the nurses to show up on duty. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It's not waiting for the contractor and architect, amen, to build that house. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Heaven is a place of abundance, super supply, overstocked. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we have to do our part, beloved. Hallelujah. And our part is to pay our tithes and our offerings. See, through our heartfelt dedication and supporting his end time work. And he promises us much more than we could possibly deserve. Gratitude, beloved. Beloved, say thank you often. Make it a point, starting today, regardless of how many times you say thank you. Let's increase that. Let's look for every opportunity to say thankful. Say thank you. Now, many people fear thanking other people. They fall into this low mentality that if I thank other people, see, they think that if I say thank you to you, somehow I'm in debt to you. If I say thank you to you, somehow I owe that person something. But the truth, beloved, is far from that. It is not a sign of weakness to say thank you. It is actually a sign of meekness. And as we know, meekness is one of the fruit of the Spirit. Beloved, just think of all the different things that people do for you. They open the door for you. They might give you a ride to the store. They might give you a kind word, a reassuring word, saying a prayer for you, doing something special for you. See, people are always doing something, and we need to be looking for opportunities, beloved. We should never run out of thank yous. Even though we live in an age when we're common courtesy and politeness are all but extinct, it's almost like really rare to hear somebody say please and to hear somebody say thank you. What a shame. But let that not be said to you, beloved. Amen. Say thank you often. Say please often. You should never run out of people to thank. And not only that, you will be very surprised how happy those little words can make other people feel. Thank you. Thank you. Beloved, count your blessings, not your worries. Scratch your worries. Count your blessings. Look around you. Just look around you. Glory be to God. When's the last time you lost a loved one to starvation? When's the last time you lost a loved one to a rampant disease, beloved? When's the last time that you had to give up eating to make sure that your children have food? When was the last time you had to sell your children because you did not have the money to survive or to provide for them? And we can go on and on and on and on. Chances are, beloved, you have never experienced any of these things. But unfortunately, these are grim realities. We watch the news. We see what's happening around us. All around the world, people are doing all type of situations every day. We pray for them. We are not insensitive to their pain. But then on the other hand, beloved, it's not you. Thank God each day for not having to endure all of these terrible things. It is common to fall into the routine of constant grumbling and complaining about problems and about worries. And beloved, when you find yourself complaining about finances, traffic, problems at work, family issues, car troubles, or whatever other difficulty or trial you may be experiencing, remember this. Remember that everything God does and everything God allows is for a reason. Although difficult, it is for a better good if you overcome them. Now, we know, beloved, especially in this time of the year, there's a lot of good cooking taking place. Oh, yeah, good cooking, huh? A lot of pastries and pies and cakes. And let's think about those, especially those that are going to be making that cake from scratch. Thank God for the box cake. I don't prefer the box cake. If I had a choice, I'm going with the homemade ingredients. Amen. But each ingredient used in making a cake is not always sweet or good to the taste. By themselves, their taste
They range from bitter to sweet to salty to sweet. See? Why? Because you got the butter. Huh? And butter not sweet. Flour not sweet. Huh? All the ingredients that go into making that cake. Okay? The good and the bad. The bitter and the sweet. Huh? But what's the end result? Y'all know the end result. I can't wait to slice me down a little bit. See, I'm going to get me some cake and pies this holiday season. See, why? What's the end result of that cake? Delicious and sweet. Delicious and sweet. And beloved, that's what God is doing. Amen. Thank God for the butter. Thank God for the flour. Thank God for the salt. Thank God for the eggs. Thank God for the sugar. Thank God, amen, for everything. Because the end result, come on now, is going to be delicious and sweet. Romans 8:28 says this, and we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are called according to his purposes. King Solomon said this in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3, verse number 1. He says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Beloved, although it is difficult to do, but when you are experiencing trials, look for the good. Look, take a deep look. Ask God to help you to look. There's some good in this. It don't feel good. It don't look good. Don't sound good. Huh? But there's some good in this that God wants you to learn from. For example, beloved, if you're having car problems and you need an expensive repair, perhaps you are mishandling or wasting money on other things. And God wants you to reexamine your budget. See? Many of the difficulties that you encounter may help you realize whether or not you are living properly. The bottom line is, beloved, you can learn from these experiences. If we're open, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Huh? That means we ought to be coachable. We ought to be learnable. God is trying to tell you something. Will you listen? Will you pay attention? See? But we have to get into that right mindset to even receive. Because otherwise, we just shut God off. We shut everything off. When you're mumbling and grumbling and complaining. See? Because when people grumble, beloved, they are complaining about a situation. Now, hear me. Huh? People are complaining about a situation that God has allowed. I'm going to say that one more time. Huh? Mumbling and grumbling about a situation that God has allowed. And as we saw yesterday in our teaching, and sometimes he has even caused them to be in it. I love the song. Matter of fact, I'm going to download it, amen, and put it in our archives. Y'all know the song, Accept What God Allows. Huh? You can't accept what God allows if you're not, amen, praising him. Huh? You can't accept what God allows, amen, glory be to God. Huh? Glory be to God. I can't praise God for that. Why not? Shall we accept just the good from God and not the evil? And the thing is, what you think is evil ain't evil anyhow. It's like the flour in the cake. You're not going to sit down and eat a bowl of flour, but you tear that flour up when it's mixed up in that cake. Huh? Glory be to God. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And all things give thanks. Because the only reason they got to you is because God has allowed it to come to you. But we so focused on the negative, we so focused on the pain, even our pain works out for us a more exceeding weight of glory. It's, the Bible says your light affliction, your pain is not permanent. Your tears are not permanent. Your situation is not permanent. You're just going through to get to where God is trying to take you. Shall we just praise God for the sunshine and not for the rain? Beloved, we need the rain. If there's no rain, there'll be no sunshine. We need everything God gives us. Glory be to God. And soon as something that we feel is negative is happening to us, we want to start binding the devil. The devil, the devil, the devil. Yeah, bind the devil. But baby, let me tell you something. The devil ain't in everything. And we're giving the devil more credit than what he ever deserves. Instead of, amen, giving the devil some credit, why not turn that energy into praise? Why not thank God? Thank God for the day. Thank God for the opportunity. Thank God. Find a reason to give God some thanks in it. I don't sit around, amen, and angry at God. Well, God, you gave, let me have two aneurysms. Well, God, as long as I've been serving you all these years, and God, huh? Heck to the no. Not one time. Never even thought about it. I just give God praise I made it through. Glory be to God. When I had my surgery and I was at my mother's house and my mother and father was, amen, catering to me and taking good care of me, and my mother couldn't believe it. I think I had been out the hospital 3 days, and my mother, I still see her face. Her mouth was wide open. She came up into that back bedroom and I was standing up dancing. I never forget it. Y'all know how different things happen in your life and you never forget. And I was there standing up dancing. I said, I was dancing. I was shaking my body. You think I was on the dance floor. I was singing. I made it out. I made it out all right. I made it out. I made it out all right. Come on, somebody. Give God some praise. Glory be to God. Finally, beloved, as we conclude our teaching for today, we have to consider Paul's example of dealing with trials and dealing with afflictions, because trials and afflictions will come. And thank God for our foreparents, and they meant well, they meant well. Come on and give your life to Jesus, and all your trials gonna be over. Nah, they misled some people. They didn't mean wrong, but they didn't break it down good enough. Cause your trials and your afflictions are not over. Matter of fact, your trials and your afflictions is just beginning when you give your life to Christ. See, cause now Satan after you, cause Satan wants you back. He gonna work overtime to try to get you back. So our trials and our afflictions, amen, do not disappear when we give our life to Christ. He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. The good news is, before Christ, see, everybody on planet Earth has trials and afflictions. Those without Christ got to try to figure it out on their own. See, with the devil's assistance, so you know the direction they're going. But once we come over on the Lord's side, we still got trials and afflictions. Promise never to leave us, never to forsake us. Come on, somebody, get the Lord some praise this morning. Even to the end of the world. See, you're not walking by yourself. He's walking with you. Goodness and mercy is following you all the days of your life. Ah, come on, somebody. The Holy Spirit is instructing you, leading you, guiding you, directing you in the way that you should go. How are you going to lose with the God we choose? Huh? Glory be to God. So this is why Brother Paul says this, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. In Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, and whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Ah, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Notwithstanding, you have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. We must learn from experiences, both good and bad. Somebody say both good and bad. Somebody say both good and bad. Hallelujah. Brother Job said, oh, no. I'm just not going to thank God for the good and leave out the bad. I'm going to give God some praise in the bad. Why? Because it could have been worse. And if the bad had taken my life, I wouldn't know what was up anyhow. Huh? If I had died in the interim, I wouldn't know what was up anyhow. Come on, somebody. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want to close with the same scriptures. Amen, that I opened up with. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. The first 8 verses, hallelujah, Psalms 92, hallelujah. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night to the music of 10-string lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord. How profound your thoughts. Senseless people do not know. Fools do not understand. That though the wicked spring up like grass, and all evildoers flourish, but they will be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are forever exalted. Amen, amen, and amen. Father God, we thank you for the word of God on today. And to you be all praise, and to you be all glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Forever, 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 and forevermore. Amen, amen, and amen. If you do not know Jesus and the pardoning of your sins, well, guess what? We got some good news. It's not too late. Why? Because you're listening to us today. That means there's still an opportunity. You can't wait till you take your last breath, because if you transition out of here without Jesus in your heart and the love of God in your heart, you're in a bad place. You're in a permanent place. You're in a permanent bad place. Amen. And you don't want to be there. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. My God. Come on. Tell the Lord yes. If you believe in your heart and confess in your mouth the Lord Jesus, ye shall be saved. Just ask the Lord to forgive you. You know, we have different ways. Repeat after me. All right. And you can repeat after us. Amen. You can just repeat after your own heart. Amen. Just ask God to forgive you for your sins and invite Jesus to come in and be your Lord and your Savior, save you from your sins and be your Lord and your Savior. See, sit and rules on the throne of your heart. It's just really, that's the essence of it. Now, you could say, and you can fluff it up, and we make it sound, the prayer of repentance, we make it sound all pretty. Some people long, some people short. All that's good, amen. But really, amen, we just dressing it up, all right? All you want to do is ask God to forgive you and mean it. You want to make Jesus your Lord. Now you are, amen, a follower, a disciple, amen. You're going to be taught of him. He is going to take over ownership of you as you submit and yield to him. It's just as simple as that. Amen. Well, well, well. Congratulations. Amen. What a Thanksgiving holiday that you'll never forget. Amen. The day that you gave your life to Christ. Welcome to the family of God. The angels are rejoicing. Amen. And so are we. Reach out to us. Amen. Here, we want to pray with you, pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Send you out some materials to help you to grow into your great salvation. Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. Amen. So we thank God for this glorious holiday. Amen. Glorious holiday. It's a time of love. Amen. Time, family and friends. Look, let me tell you something. Even if you don't have any family or friends, amen, go remember that Jesus is your friend and you are a part of the family of God. Amen. And look, for you to sit down, you might not have a big house. Maybe you rent a room. All right. You sit down and you thank God for that room that you're renting. Amen. And wherever you eat, you sit down at your little table. Maybe you don't even have a table. Maybe you eat from your bed. Amen. Maybe you got to sit on the floor. Amen. As some cultures do. Amen. It's not a bad thing to sit on the floor from time to time. Uh-huh. Thank God for the floor. Amen. Maybe you don't have a turkey and some mashed potatoes and some string beans, some vegetables. Amen. Maybe you got hot dogs and pork and beans. Maybe you got peanut butter and jelly. All right. You just thank God for what you got. Thank God that you got some taste buds. All right. Thank God that you have life, you have health, and you got strength. Glory be to God. And beloved, whatever you thank God for will increase. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And we bless the Lord. We will be here tomorrow morning. Yes, we will. Amen. I'm starting our day off. Amen. And praise. Amen. Giving God some thanks for bringing us another day, another year. Amen. Another way. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Our altar will be closed by divine express permission. Because y'all know after 13 years, I'd be here every day. Amen. We be open every day. But this year, amen, by divine express permission, God gave us Friday and Saturday off. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm happy about it. I'm happy that God cared that much. See, oh, glory be to God. I'm happy. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Because that's 2 days I ain't got to work. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, if I was just laying my head on the pillow, amen, as some of you, I might be a little disappointed. Amen. But I'm the one working. But it's just a fact that God cared that much. That God cared that much, you know. And so, amen, that's how we're going to roll it out this year. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. And to God be all the praise. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you want to sow a special offering, remember we must be thankful in our tithes and in our offerings. Amen. Glory be to God for this holiday. Amen. You can sow into the precious soil of this ministry. Amen. Our website is lifewordjesus.org. lifewordjesus.org. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Father God, as we are preparing for the holiday, Father God, whatever we have planned, Father God, maybe we're going out. Maybe we have guests that's coming in. Father, maybe we have a big spread, a small spread. We just thank you for the spread. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. This Father is nothing more but bread and jelly. And we thank you for that, Father God. We dare not complain, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, we're praying for traveling road mercy. So many of your people are traveling along this holiday, some in cars, some in planes, some in trains. However, they will be going back and forth. We ask that you would grant unto them traveling road mercy. Father God, cancel every spirit of accident, incident, calamity in Jesus' name, Father. Bless all the food, Father God. Bless the hands that prepared the food, the money that it took to purchase the food. Somebody had to go to the store and buy the food and bring the food to the house. But Father God, help us not forget to tell the host thank you. Sometimes we go and enjoy dinner, Father God, and get up and go home. Help us not no more, Father. Help us to remember to tell the host thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And we say thank you and we bless you even right now. Father God, we ask that you will meet us at the altar of prayer today, Father God, as we come and as we pray. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. Father God, we cancel anything that is not of you. Father God, anything that has not been sent by you, we do not receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But Father, we do accept whatever you allow, and we thank you for the grace and your mercies. Hallelujah. In doing so, now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're praying for some anointing food. All of you that's going to be cooking, we pray that God will anoint your hands. You cook that food in some love. If your heart ain't in it, don't do it. You burning up the collard greens and burning up the turkey. Look, the later for that. If your heart ain't in it, don't do it. Amen. Do it in love. And God will anoint your folks to cook. Amen. Like they know how to cook. In Jesus' name, we thank you and pray. I love you. Pass out free to Philadelphia. Signing out. God bless you.